This Saturday, five electorates will go to the polls, the so-called Super Saturday caused by the dual citizenship saga. Two of the seats, currently held by Labor, are on a knife's edge, with the Liberal Nationals slightly ahead in Queensland's Longman. If Labor were to lose either, it would be the first by-election loss to a government in 100 years. While Malcolm Turnbull is also under pressure to deliver a win, Daniel Butler asks what is at stake for both parties.
Super Saturday approaches. This weekend, a total of five electorates will head to the polls in by-elections triggered by the citizenship fiasco. Three are foregone conclusions. Fremantle and Perth will remain with Labor, and Mayo looks set to return their independent member. All eyes then are on the Queensland seat of Longman and Braddon in Tasmania. Both are held by Labor. It's extremely uncommon for an opposition-held seat to be lost to the government at by-election. In fact, it hasn't happened in 100 years. But the latest polling puts both seats on a knife edge, with Longman particularly close. With the government perennially behind in polls and the historical precedent of returning incumbents, why is the race in Longman so close?
Day-to-day polls, of course, are national in perspective. Individual seats swing backwards and forwards based on the issues that motivate those voters in that electorate.
Dr. Stuart Jackson is a professor of Australian politics at the University of Sydney. He says a possible loss for Labor's incumbent Susan Lamb wouldn't be monumental.
You have to remember also that Lamb won this seat by a wafer in the first place. So it's not as if it's a safe seat somehow that needs a big swing against them. A very small swing would be enough at this point to take the seat from Labor.
At the moment, with the race so close, the winner will be determined by preferences. Lamb won at the 2016 federal election with help from One Nation's preferences. This time around, One Nation has told their voters to preference the Liberal National candidate Trevor Ruthenberg. Can he rely on those crucial preferences?
One Nation voters have a very mixed history in terms of following how-to-vote cards.
Dr. Jackson points to the precedent of the Queensland state election. One Nation directed their voters to preference the Liberals. They complied and it was invaluable.
That said, at times the voters themselves will preference in the other direction. And we also can't forget that there are 11 candidates in total. While One Nation's vote of 9% at the last federal election was large, it wasn't all of that minor party vote. There'll be a whole lot of other candidates running on a whole lot of different issues who may yet collect up votes. We don't know what was ever collected in the polling, and they may well turn out to be more important for Labor.
With minor party preferences up for grabs, predictions become increasingly difficult. However, Peter Van Onselen, a professor of politics at both the University of Western Australia and Griffith University, sees a likely result.
I'm expecting Labor to win both by-elections, so I'm expecting Labor to win Longman, but it could be close.
The result of the by-election, says Peter, will have different significances for the two leaders.
And if Labor does lose, then I do think that that's an issue for Bill Shorten, because oppositions don't lose seats that they hold at by-elections. For Malcolm Turnbull, it will be uncomfortable if he loses Longman, but the implications I don't think would be as significant.
The leaders of the two main parties have tried to frame the by-election to their own purposes. Shorten has said the Longman election will be decided by the issues and the willingness of the parties to invest in infrastructure. Malcolm Turnbull insists it is a judgment on Mr. Shorten's leadership. Mr. Van Onselen believes, however, that the Liberals should not be too keen for Mr. Shorten to fall.
But the Liberal Party, they'll want to be a little bit careful what they wish for. Their biggest asset, they believe, at the moment is Bill Shorten. He drags down the Labor vote. His personal numbers are a lot worse than Malcolm Turnbull. If they successfully help in Bill Shorten getting ousted for someone like Anthony Albanese, who's a lot more popular, they may find themselves in a position where they've actually made their job harder as opposed to easier.
Though Labor is consistently ahead in the polls, Bill Shorten's personal approval ratings have been dismal compared to Turnbull's. In recent months, Shorten's clearest leadership competition, Anthony Albanese, has sent coded signals to his party that he is ready to lead. If Labor were to lose either by-election, leadership rumbles will no doubt intensify. But Peter Van Onselen sees a risk in a change.
The issue, though, is whether the transaction costs of change, if it's a bloody handover, if there's a lot of negativity internally because it's a fight, that's the risk for the opposition. And that is one of the reasons why, if I was taking a bet on it, I would say, win or lose the by-elections, Bill Shorten survives, because enough Labor members decide we don't want to go through that kind of angst, particularly after the Rudd-Gillard years.
Dr. Jackson is also circumspect about the significance either a win or lose will have on the leadership tensions.
A small loss at this point, yes, it's a dent in the armour. hopefully then it motivates Shorten. Then again, it could demotivate him, it could motivate Albanese's supporters, and we could see something dramatic. But I actually don't think we will.
With the election on a knife edge, instability around primary votes, the ambiguity of the effect of preferences, state and federal issues at play, as well as the questions of continuing leadership, the only certainty going into Super Saturday is uncertainty.
Daniel Butler there, ending that report.